the PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 2 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, a community is in shock after a law enforcement official is gunned down during a home invasion Tuesday night in Bridgeton. 51-year-old Monica Mosley, a sergeant with the Cumberland County Prosecutor's Office, was pronounced dead at the scene after police say they received a 911 call from a home on Buckshenham Ave around 10:30 p.m. about several people kicking in the front door. Also found at the scene was a person with a gunshot wound. No arrests have been made. The Bridgeton police chief calls Mosley's death devastating, promising that justice will be served. Starting this month, there's no sales tax exemption for the purchase of electric vehicles in New Jersey. Also, the state is newly billing EV owners at least $250 yearly as part of their registration fee. Doug O'Malley, director of Environment New Jersey, says these moves aren't sending the right message.
We want EVs not just to kind of slowly trickle out onto our roads. We really want to see a massive increase.
O'Malley says it's still a good time to buy an electric vehicle. You can get up to $4,000 from a state incentive, and there's a federal tax credit. New Jersey news made possible by 1-800-NJ-LEGAL, your premier destination for top-notch personal injury attorneys in the Garden State. Powered by the Haddad Law Firm, specializing in cases like auto accidents, workplace injuries, and more, call 1-800-NJ-LEGAL or visit 1-800-NJ-LEGAL.com. New Jersey wipes out another $120 million in medical debt for thousands of residents.
New Jersey is using federal money through American Rescue Funds to purchase the bundled outstanding debt of another 77,000 residents. It's a second round in partnership with the nonprofit Undo. Between August and now, the efforts have cleared $220 million in medical debt for 127,000 residents. Those impacted will get letters sent by Undo starting this week. Aaron Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
A major fire at a home on Montgomery Avenue in Newark last night injured one person and displaced more than two dozen people. Investigators say the home was abandoned, but the blaze quickly spread to four nearby houses that were occupied. An elderly man was rushed to the hospital. The investigation into the cause of the fire continues. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. Will it warm up before the weekend? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. This cold air mass is not permanent. It is going to warm up again later this week, big time. The weekend and most of next week will be in the 70s at least. The roller coaster of autumn swings both ways, up and down. Tonight's going to be pretty chilly, though, with clear skies and calming winds. Lows will dip into the upper 30s on average by morning. For tomorrow, we'll see lots of sunshine for most of the state. A passing storm system could drag some clouds and maybe even a little shower along the coast only tomorrow. Highs will be limited to around 60. Warming up with sunshine on Friday, highs in the mid-60s, sunny, dry, and 70s for this weekend. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.
Right now, Newark and Edison are both 57 degrees, Mount Holly 56. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. This weather brought to you by Sioka Volkswagen of Flemington. It's easier than ever to own the 2024 Volkswagen Tiguan with the lowest prices of the year plus 0% financing now through October 31st at Sioka Volkswagen of Flemington.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.